pumpkin clover the night I looked at him. I found a dream that I can speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill I've never known. You smiled, and then the spell was cast, and here we are in heaven, for you are mine at last. You are mine at last.
Connie Haynes from the CD that looks like a little 45, The Birth of a Label, at 7:01. I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol.
We are the Saturday Morning Show here for you for another hour. And then it's probably Green Planet Monitor. If not, this is hell. You can flip a coin, and you'll find out when you get there. 7:01, this half hour. Children's Corner, Wake Them, Shake Them. We're continuing with our reading of A Christmas Carol. Christmas Carol, December 18th and 19th. The abridged version that I read. And right. Delnavert, you can go to Delnavert Calendar is the best way in there. Tickets still available for those evenings. At about 7:45 this morning, we're going to play our interview with Max Brough. His book, The Race to the Starting Line, What You Need to Know About the Accessible Canada Act for Making a Barrier-Free Society. And he was involved in that. And so we had a nice chat with him. We'll have a copy to give away, as I say, at about 7:45 this morning. Christmas on the horizon. So thinking about, we have to play those things that call back Christmas to us.
Certainly.
Could it be the Santa Claus Parade? Could it be Eden's Windows? Could be. Could it be
a little cutout book of a little bear?
The bear, and I had the menu.
Pumpkinhead.
Yes.
They always call him Pumpkinhead. He is a sad little bear. And all because they laugh at him and make fun of his hair. It stands straight up and won't lie down no matter what we do. And no one wants to play with him, that's why he feels so blue. Pumpkinhead, with a funny looking mop of hair. Pumpkinhead, the sad little cute little bear. Then along came Santa Claus in his sleigh with a great big ho, ho, ho. With the elves and the clowns and the big parade all dancing through the snow. But one of the clowns got sick one day, no smile was on his face. They tried his hat on everyone, but none could take his place. Then up stepped Pumpkinhead to try, and much to his delight, the mop of hair just held it there, the hat it fit just right. Now Pumpkinhead is having fun, he's happy as can be. And so each year he brings good cheer right to your Christmas tree. Pumpkinhead, with a funny looking mop of hair. Pumpkinhead, that's the story of a happy little bear. Pumpkinhead, that's the story of a happy little bear.
Montana Slim, we know him as Wilf Carter. And I did like the way the hat would just fit. It was sort of like Harry Potter. You put the hat on, it tells you, yes. Pumpkinhead. I can see him now, his little face. And you're right about the little, it was paper, and you could poke the little rectangles out for your eyes. And then there were holes for string, and you could tie it. You could wear it as a mask.
The menu.
Yeah.
Right.
The face, of course, is Pumpkinhead, but the back was the menu.
But my aunt somehow, because we didn't have Eaton's in Ottawa.
Oh, you were deprived.
Yes. But my Aunt Dorothy gave us a couple of little books, and they had the shape sort of
Oh, of Pumpkinhead's head.
Of Pumpkinhead's
head. Might have been disturbing, but all right.
Yeah, one was about Jack Frost. That's all I can remember, really.
Nipping at your, yes. 7:05, which reminds me, what about the weather?
Oh.
Jack Frost.
Right, well.
And the Hooded Crow.
Yes.
Take it out again. We'll play it again this year.
Jack Frost is busy. Well, the weather has improved. It's
excellent.
Only minus 23 now.
See?
But it is mainly clear. Barometric pressure, 101.8 and rising. Humidity, 79%. Wind coming to the west, northwest at 10. And the wind chill is now just minus 31.
Poo-poo.
Yeah. So it is going to be mainly sunny today. The wind will be up to 15 kilometers. And so the high will be minus 17. And the wind chill this afternoon will be minus 24. Right now, the wind chill is minus 33 and a risk of frostbite. So
yes,
if you're going out now.
Dress appropriately.
Dress appropriately. Yes.
Cover the bare flesh. 7:06. Yes. Now, you will have heard of this. And that's that Steve Cropper has died. December 3rd, sometimes known as the Colonel, guitarist, songwriter, record producer, guitarist of the Stax Records House Band, Booker T and the MGs. Of course, he backed artists such as Otis Redding, Wilson Pickett, Sam and Dave, Carla Thomas, Ruth Thomas, Rufus Thomas, Johnny Taylor, Neil Young. Producer, many of these artists' records. Later, member of the Blues Brothers Band. Yeah, of course. And the movie Blues Brothers. He was there on guitar. Yeah. I mentioned he was with Booker T and the MGs as well. The famous story, of course, about Green Onions. The band shows up, and whoever they were going to back for singing, he's drunk. He finally shows up, and he leaves. So the band's got the studio booked anyways. So they start fiddling around, and the next thing you know, I think they did this in about an hour.
Oof.
precious thing. Go keep the vampires away.
Keep the vampires away. Wolfman Jack, of course, from the soundtrack to the movie American Graffiti. Tasty licks on guitar that provided by the late Steve Cropper. Time is 7:11. 7:11, you know what that means in Winnipeg. Not so much anymore, unfortunately. Yeah. We used to be the Slurpee capital.
We could have been. But now it's hard to find 7 at all.
I could have been a contender.
Yeah,
apparently so. Yeah. Carol McKibben, what about Jumble? I just had a sip of coffee.
Okay.
Jumble, JVLE.
I think you can get this.
Of course we can.
Okay. Y-S-E-Z-T.
Zesty?
Yeah.
Bingo. Bango.
Yeah.
7:12. You know, well, it's a little early, but I think we should wake them, shake them.
Time for the Children's Corner on the Weekend Morning Show.
Well, boys and girls, today we're going to continue with our Christmas carol. You may remember Mr. Scrooge visited by Marley, the promise of three different spirits coming to visit.
Yes.
Booga booga.
Yep.
So, is it time for the first spirit? Yes, I think it is.
Okay.
I'm almost sure it is. Yes. When Scrooge awoke, it was so dark that looking out of bed, he could scarcely distinguish the transparent window from the opaque walls of his chamber until, suddenly, the church clock told a deep, dull, dull hall of melancholy, one. Light flashed up in the room upon the instant, and the curtains of his bed were drawn by a strange figure, like a child, yet not so like a child, as like an old man, viewed through some supernatural medium, which gave him the appearance of having receded from the view. You know, he looked tiny, 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 being diminished to a child's proportions. Its hair, which hung about its neck and down its back, was white, as if with age. I know the feeling. And yet, the face had not a wrinkle in it. And the tenderest bloom was on the skin. It held a branch of fresh green holly in its hand, and in singular contradiction of that wintry emblem, had his dress trimmed with summer flowers. But the strangest thing about it was that from the crown of its head there sprung a bright, clear jet of light, by which all of this was visible, and which was doubtless the occasion of its using, in its duller moments, a great extinguisher for a cap, which it now held under his arm. Are you the spirit, sir, whose coming was foretold to me? I am. Who and what are you? I am the ghost of Christmas past. Long past? No. Your past. The things that you will see with me are shadows of the things that have been. They will have no consciousness of us. Exactly. They won't know about us. Rise and walk with me. It would have been in vain for Scrooge to plead that the weather and the hour were not adapted to pedestrian purposes, that bed was warm, and the thermometer a long way below freezing, -23 apparently, and that he was clad but lightly in his slippers, dressing gown and nightcap, and that he had a cold upon him, you know, the grasp, though gentle as a woman's hand, was not to be resisted. He rose, but finding the spirit made towards the window, clasped its robe in supplication. I am a mortal and liable to fall. Bear but a touch of my hand there, said the spirit, laying it upon his heart, and you shall be upheld in more than this. As the words were spoken, they passed through the wall and stood in the busy thoroughfares of a city. It was made plain enough by the dressing of the shops. Here, too, it was Christmas time. The ghost stopped at a certain warehouse door and asked Scrooge if he knew it. Know it? Was I apprenticed here? That's where he learned his training. They went in. The sight of an old gentleman in a Welsh wig, great big weird thing, sitting behind such a high desk that if he had been 2 inches taller, he must have knocked his head against the ceiling. Scrooge cried out in great excitement. Why, it's old Fezziwig! Bless his heart! It's Fezziwig alive again! Old Fezziwig laid down his pen and looked up at the clock, which pointed to the hour of 7. He rubbed his hands, adjusted his capacious waistcoat, sort of like a vest, laughed all over himself from his shoes to his organ of benevolence, that's his heart, boys and girls, and called out in a comfortable, oily, rich, fat, jovial voice, "Yo-ho there, Ebenezer, Dick!" A living and moving picture of Scrooge's former self, a young man, came briskly and accompanied by his fellow apprentice. "Dick Wilkins, to be sure," said Scrooge to the ghost. "My old fellow apprentice. Bless me, yes, there he is. Ah, he was very much attached to me, was Dick. Poor Dick, dear, dear."
"Yo-ho, my boys," said Fezziwig. "No more work tonight. Christmas Eve, Dick, Christmas Ebenezer. Let's have the shutters up before a man can say Jack Robinson. Clear away, my lads, and let's have lots of room here."
Clear away? There was nothing they wouldn't have cleared away, or couldn't have cleared away, with old Fezziwig looking on. It was done in a minute. Every movable was packed off as if it were dismissed from public life forevermore. The floor was swept and watered. The lamps were trimmed. You know, we've got to have the right, yes. Fuel was heaped upon the fire. Yeah, warm. And the warehouse was as snug and warm and dry, we like that, and bright a ballroom as you would desire to see upon a winter's night. In came a fiddler with a music book, went up to the lofty desk and made an orchestra of it and tuned like 50 stomach aches. In came Mrs. Fezziwig, one vast, substantial smile. In came the three Miss Fezziwigs, beaming and lovable. In came the six, you do the math, in came the six young followers whose hearts they broke. In came all the young men and women employed in the business. In came the housemaid with her cousin, the baker. In came the cook with her brother's particular friend, the milkman. In they all came, one after another, some shyly, some boldly, some gracefully, some awkwardly, some pushing, some pulling. In they all came, anyhow and everywhere, and away they all went. 20 couple at once, hands half round and back again the other way, down the middle and up again, it's called dancing, boys and girls, round and round in various stages of affectionate grouping. Old top couple always turning up in the wrong place. New top couple starting off again as soon as they got there. All top couples at last, and not a bottom one to help them. When the result was about, old Fezziwig clapping his hands to stop the dance cried out, "Well done!" And the fiddler plunged his hot face into a pot of porter, specially provided for that purpose. There were more dances, and there were forfeits, and more dances, and there was cake, and there was negus, you can look it up, and there was a great piece of cold roast, and there was a great piece of cold boiled. Yuck. And there was mince pies and plenty of beer. I'll repeat that, plenty of beer. But the great effect of the evening came after the roast and boiled when the fiddler struck up Sir Roger de Coverley. It's an old tune, boys and girls. Then the old Fezziwig himself stood out to dance with Mrs. Fezziwig. I hope they had a defibrillator there. Top couple, too, with a good stiff piece of work cut out for them. 3 or 4 and 20 pair of partners, people who were not to be trifled with, people who would dance and had no notion of walking. Well, boys and girls, I have to pause there because I'm exhausted already from the idea of all this walking, this dancing, dancing, dancing. So the whole evening went on until it was over, and then Mr. and Mrs. Fezziwig stood at the door and shook hands with everybody and thanked them for coming. And then Scrooge and his apprentice went to bed, and they used to sleep behind the counter there, on just underneath the counter.
Oh, right.
That's where they would sleep, you see. And the ghost of Christmas Past looks at Scrooge and says, "Boo, these people are all that excited for just, what, a few pounds?" And Scrooge says, "Well, no, no, it's more than that. I mean, he has the possibility of making our lives a misery. And so he brought us all this..." And then the ghost says, "Wait a minute, I hear something on your face." "Well, no, I would like to speak to my own clerk at this time." Well, hey, I think he's getting to him.
Yep.
Anyway, Scrooge...
This is only the first ghost.
Yeah, Scrooge exhausted. He puts his head on the pillow. Next thing you know, he's like Don Amici. He's fast asleep, and that's the end of the section.
Oh, come on.
Next week, Stay 4 of A Christmas Carol. Now, for people who'd like to hear the whole story, well, or an abridged whole story, December 18th and 19th at Dalton Everett Museum, 61 Carlton Street, downtown, 7:30 at night. Come at 7. That way you get the time to tour the house included in the admission. You can watch, come in and throw your coat over the chair you want. They're all good. There's about 60 or 70 chairs there. Not to worry. Not to worry. And there'll be a break.
Yes.
Because the mind can only take in what the bum can endure.
Right.
Intermission. And we'll have you out the door by about 9 o'clock.
Oh, that's good.
So those of you who tend to nod off at about that time, not to worry.
Good.
Tickets now. Go to Dalnevert Calendar.
Right.
Love to have you there. Love to see you there. Love to have you, as Dan Freeberg says, you know.
Because you do a little talk between each stage.
Very little. That's why we keep it down to...
Yes.
Yeah.
But information about the time and the...
Well, Dickens... Yeah. Absolutely, in the time. We tell it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. You heard that. 7:22. I have a special, special song. I'll sing you one of Diana Krall from Live in Paris. Carol, if we can't travel to Paris, at least we can listen to the CD.
Certainly.
But in this case, this is a Canadian exclusive on this CD. It's the only spot you can find this guy.
Yes.
All right.
Pleased to be Canadian.
She wrote it, Charmed Life.
You know I live a charmed, charmed life. I look out to my left and I look to my right. It's simple, but in front of me and back of me is nothing more than ecstasy. A charmed, charmed life. You know we live a charmed, charmed life. A little breath of magic and we roll a dice. And now, my darling, I'm for you and you're for me. We are each other's luxury, a charmed, charmed life. Come on over, baby, and kiss me once, then twice. Whisper to me soft and low, that makes me feel so nice. Come on over, darling, and take me to that place, the one that puts a smile upon my face, that says we lead a charmed, charmed life. Just take a little look into each other's eyes. Our biggest little fantasy has turned into reality. You know we live a charmed, charmed life. That says we lead a charmed, charmed life. I look out to my left and I look to my right. It's simple, but in front of me and back of me is nothing more than ecstasy. A charmed, charmed life. You know we live a charmed, charmed life. That's it, a little charmed, charmed.
Did she have twins as well?
She did. With Elvis. Not that Elvis.
From Live in Paris.
My Elvis. Yep. Elvis Costello.
Diana Krall. 7:26. Yeah. Carol Kim, what's happening at the library? I'm glad you asked. Monday, December 8th. Info table, 211 Manitoba. Visit the 211 Manitoba information table to learn about government, health, and social services across Manitoba. Free, confidential information service available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Monday, 11 till 2 at the Millennium Library lobby. Millennium Library, downtown. This is an open event. Drop in. You don't have to register. Walk right in. Sit right down. and the Canada Revenue Agency. They have a clinic. Canada Revenue Agency visits select library branches to offer one-on-one help. Register to reserve a spot. Registration opens at 2 weeks prior to the event. Date at 10 a.m. No wait lists are taken. So I'm looking at December the 8th. And you may want to go to the library website, as I have, for future. Because if registration opens at 2 weeks prior to the event date at 10 a.m., there may not be any room anyways. But at the moment, this one says there are 5 seats left, you see.
Wow.
So this is 1 to 4 at the Fort Rouge Leisure Center, Games Room, the Osborne Library, Canada Revenue Agency Clinic. Register. 5 seats left. Winnipeg Public Library. You can, too. Look up their website. Look for their programs and events. And do as I do. 7:27 then. And what about Tom Jackson?
Yeah.
Right you are.
He used to come for the Huron Carol.
Well, the train has been and gone, I guess, eh? With all the lights?
Yes. The CP.
Okay. Yep.
Now CPKC.
You know what? I was looking at the Free Press today very quickly.
Yes.
Online. I see the donations for the Christmas cheerboard is in there for the hampers.
Oh, right.
It's in today's paper. Yep.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Hey-ho, nobody home, eat nor drink nor money have a none. Catch we be merry. Hey-ho, nobody home. Hey-ho, nobody home. Hey-ho, nobody home. Soul cake. These good misses are soul cake. An apple, a pear, a plum, a cherry. Any good thing to make us all merry. One for Peter, two for Paul, three for him who made us all.
God bless the master of this house and the mistress also, and all the little children that round your table grow, the cattle in your stable, the dog by your front door, and all that dwell within your gate, we wish you 10 times more.
Soul cake, please good misses, a soul cake. An apple, a pear, a plum, a cherry. Any good thing to make us all merry. One for Peter, two for Paul, three for him who made us all.
Go down into the cellar and see what you can find. If the barrels are not empty, we hope you will be kind. We hope you will be kind with your apples and your pears, for we'll come no more a-soul until this time next year.
Soul cake, please good misses, a soul cake. An apple, a pear, a plum, a cherry. Any good thing to make us all merry. One for Peter, two for Paul, three for him who made us all.
The streets are very dirty, my shoes are very thin. I have a little pocket to put a penny in.
If you haven't got a penny, a halfpenny will do. If you haven't got a halfpenny, then God bless you. Soul cake, please good misses, a soul cake. An apple, a pear, a plum, a cherry. Any good thing to make us all merry. One for Peter, two for Paul, three for him who made us all. Soul cake, please good misses, a soul cake. An apple, a pear, a plum, a cherry. Any good thing to make us all merry. One for Peter, two for Paul, three for him who made us all. Three for him who made us all.
Tom Jackson from the cassette, The Huron Carol. When this cassette came out, it has the Salvation Army on the cover, the little indicator. All net proceeds go to the Salvation Army. It's Christmas, you know. 7:31, just ahead of our march. Carol McKibben, who wants to think? Do we want to talk Caribbean? Do we want to talk reggae?
Do we want to talk the Summertime Fringe Festival?
Well, we were there, and so was he.
Yes.
And that's the Winnipeg Fringe Festival. His bringing Dwayne Forrest back December the 11th to the 13th. Three shows only. He did have a sellout run, too. We were there. Bob Marley, How Reggae Changed the World, is a fundraiser for the Winnipeg Fringe. Get your tickets. Winnipeg Fringe, you're going to look them up December 11th to the 13th, 7:30 p.m. at the Tom Hendry Warehouse. Audience general, assigned seating, 60 minutes, warning, brief discussion of slavery and some of the related violence. And there will be an awful lot of Bob Marley. Single bed. It's usually uncomfortable in my experience, but 7:36.
They were young.
Dwayne Forrest and Back, December 11th to 13th only. Journey through the roots of reggae. And the show is called Bob Marley, How Reggae Changed the World. Captivating, I'd say so. Award-winning music storytelling show. Acoustic renditions of legendary reggae songs that have reshaped countless lives, including Dwayne's own. He was born to Jamaican parents in Toronto. We liked the show a lot. So did the rest of the audience.
Yes.
You particularly liked the aspect when he said,
sing along. Sing along if you want.
And he'd ask for your favorite.
No Woman, No Love. Favorite like you could
reggae
sing
songs.
Along.
Yep. Tickets are $28. Winnipeg Fringe Theatre Festival, putting that on.
Yes.
Great early Christmas present, I was thinking, at 7:36.
Yes,
time then for our march around the breakfast table. For a look at the free press from January 26, 2025, for Walter, Wally, Arthur Zillman. Grew up with his siblings in Waterloo, Ontario. Work ethic established, young age. Starting out as a paper boy, doing errands, working at a furniture factory. Joined the Royal Canadian Air Force. January 17, 1948, as a firefighter. Met his wife there, who was also in the RCAF. Postings in Ontario, Quebec, 4 years in France, Manitoba. Completed his service in Ottawa. Honorably released April the 19th, 1971, from the RCAF. Now then, let's go to our Band of the Canadian Forces this morning, and let's make our march. Je me souviens. Central Band of the Canadian Forces with Je me souviens. And we do remember Walter, Wally, Arthur Zillman, as I say, for his life and service in the RCAF. And, of course, he was a big Legion man. Comrade Zillman, active member of the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 132, Beausejour, since 1984. He was branch president, member of the branch executive, serving in various positions, chairman, poppy chairman, Remembrance Day services, selling and supervising ticket sales at the Friday night suppers, handyman in the clubhouse, cleanup after Thursday night bingo, volunteered as a dorm dean at the Royal Canadian Legion Athletic Camp. Good luck, from 1997 to 2007. And the time is 7:41.
I'm Terry Fallis, author of The Marionette, and you're listening to CKUW FM 95.9 in Winnipeg.
Now, I was chatting with, he invited me to come down to his great reconstituted church at 326 Logan Avenue. That's Kelly Hughes, and we chatted for an hour.
Oof.
And because he has a huge clock, it's a very old-fashioned clock, and he pulled one of the hands down. I thought, why bother? But then he said, oh, no, it works. We're going to talk for an hour. And so he wanted that in his face, you see.
I see.
And so we just jawed about this and that, don't you know?
Okay.
And now it's up on his Valiant Theater site. Okay. You can go and give a listen to it, our chat
to
for
your
an hour.
Interview.
And this Saturday, today, from 10 to 4,
yes.
He sells all manner of used things, of dishes and furniture and books, and raises money for the neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
So the parking can be a bit of a challenge, but if you're right, we get 2 hours free parking on Saturday.
We used to. We're not sure anymore.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, about 326 Logan. You can't miss it. It's an ancient old church. You go up the steps right into the front door there. There are doors on the sides as well.
Right.
Tell them Ron Robinson and Carol sent you.
Right.
7:42 then.
Well, you know, Ron.
Yes.
Christmas are not the only songs that we're singing in our choir.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know.
Because there's more than one celebration this month.
You got your Kwanzaa. You got your Hanukkah.
Hanukkah's coming up.
Yes.
The end of next week. And we sing the Hanukkah song.
So dreidels and latkes for everybody, okay?
Yes. Okay.
Oh, Hanukkah, oh, Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance the horah. Gather round the table and we'll give you a treat. Sevevan to play with and levevan to eat. Oh, Hanukkah, oh, Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance the horah. Gather round the table and we'll give you a treat. Sevevan to play with and levevan to eat. And while we are playing, the candles are burning bright. One for each night, oh, they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago. Night, oh, they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago.
Oh, Hanukkah, oh, Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance the horah. Gather round the table and we'll give you a treat. Sevevan to play with and levevan to eat. Oh, Hanukkah, oh, Hanukkah, oh, Hanukkah, oh, Hanukkah, oh, Hanukkah, oh, Hanukkah.
The Easy Tees with the Hanukkah song. Hanukkah, December 14th, evening of December 14th. Back then, Sheldon Johnson, baritone, bongos, percussion, van driving. Bill Quinn, bass, contract headaches. Mike Cavanaugh, tenor, jumping around, cartoons. James Hickerson, baritone, guitar, percussion, PA, tinkering. James Hickerson, who is going to play, volunteered, good man, to play guitar for my reading of A Christmas Carol again.
Very well done.
You got to sell the sizzle as well as the steak, Carol. He's the real McCoy.
Yes.
Yes. At 7:45 then. We promise, we deliver. I had a chat a few weeks back with Max Bro when he was here to give a talk at the Manitoba Museum of Human Rights. Not since the Charter of Rights and Freedoms has a law had the power to reshape the country and change lives. We're talking 2019, the Accessible Canada Act, created to create a barrier-free Canada by 2040. Now, Max is an accessibility consultant, durability activist, indeed, former senior federal civil servant, organized, facilitated the development of persons with disability champions and a variety of other things, instrumental in creating the Accessible Canada Act. Now, that was a while back. So what are things like now? Because I'm looking at the cover of his book. It's a man in a wheelchair still facing a variety of difficulties, it seemed to me. Now, we'll have a copy of the book to give away after our chat. Well, congratulations on your book, The Race to the Starting Line, and welcome to CKUW-FM.
Well, thank you for having me on board.
Now, Max, I'm 78, but I have no disabilities, so why should I be concerned about the issues, the barriers, and the foot dragging that you raise in your book?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm a 55-year-old gentleman. If you're a few, about two decades older than me, you're getting older, and eventually your body's going to start falling apart. No offense, bud. Right?
None taken.
Be concerned that the things that you're used to doing in life are still there. So if, you know, unfortunately you get in a wheelchair, you still want to be able to get into restaurants and places with family members and other people, or just the basic facilities are there with lower counters and that can work for you. Or if you have other issues like diabetic or whatever, which sometimes help in with elderly gentlemen, you want to make sure that the system is around to help you out. You know, people with disabilities causes touches everything, to be honest with you.
Now, funny as you say that, I was just thinking, you know, my brother Jack was in a wheelchair for a number of years. And my strongest memory of that time was he went to see a disability organization, but he had trouble getting in through their door, Max.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
You know, and so he had to battle. And I must admit, he had a different character to me. So today I brought in a tape measure to measure our doors here, Max. That was the first thing I thought I could do and see just how wide are they for accessibility. And of course, we have staircases, you may have already heard, but we're hoping one day to have a new facility, in which case we will include accessibility in a better form than we have today. So that you might like to hear that at least. Max, we're thinking about it, but thinking is cheap, isn't it, Max? So, you know, the cover of your book shows a zigzag path confronting someone in a wheelchair. So give me a little bit more about the meaning of that, even if you didn't design that.
No, I'm trying to incorporate other people, but you got to remember, you know, I'm the author of the book, and I'm the gentleman in a wheelchair, right? And I went from a manual to now I'm in a fully electric wheelchair that gives me the ability to get all around. And, you know, my experiences started with, first of all, I have to explain one thing to the people listening. I have something called spinal muscular atrophy. So I'm slowly losing my abilities to walk.
Right.
So when I slowly started losing my abilities to walk, I went from a gentleman with a cane. I can handle a few steps, but that was it. I couldn't walk long distances. And then when I went in a wheelchair, I couldn't do steps anymore. I mean, I couldn't even conquer one step. So that was a challenge. All of a sudden, all the restaurants and all my friends' houses, I couldn't go into anymore. And then once I got an electric wheelchair, well, that presented a whole lot of problems. I just can't get into a plane in my electric wheelchair, so I have to use a whole lot of something called like a Lincoln chair to get into the plane, get
right.
lifted in, get lifted out. Oh, it's just
trouble.
A pain.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I did like the phrase in your book, The Race to the Starting Line, and I read this in a doctor's office, Max, while I was waiting for an appointment. Nothing about us without us. So explain that expression.
Well, that expression came out of the 1980s from the disabled community. And the philosophy is, very simple in nature, is do not be designing, building, talking about it without us being part of the conversation. It's really simple. I mean, even though you might have the good intent, you probably don't understand our lived experiences. So that's part of the concept, is keep us included in the conversation, because we'll tell you exactly what we need and why we need it.
Right. Now, you know, AI is now in every article I read. I see it in the news every day. But what does it mean to the disability rights movement?
Well, there are two kinds of factions, like everything. I belong to the faction that thinks that AI is going to be an immensely well-done tool for us. And then there are some of us who believe that because AI ignores, it gravitates to the more popular, some more populist thinking, that people with disabilities will once again have another area where they're going to be forgotten. I believe that it's going to open up a whack load of doors for us. Like, AI could do a lot of things for disabilities. I have a buddy of mine who works in the federal government who was telling me that what he used to do about 3 years ago, it used to take him 2 hours. He now can do in 10 minutes with AI.
Right.
And he's blind. And so when I heard that, I was like, yep, it's really doing open up a lot of doors for a lot of people with disabilities.
Now, inside the book's cover, there's an illustration of a figure with many names inscribed on its outline. I see he's pushing a person in a wheelchair who is wielding a sledgehammer. Now, is that what it will take to change, Max?
Well, I my book is going through my foundation, the Max Brough SMA Foundation, and it's the image of my foundation. And when I was thinking about what should I do as an image for my foundation, I went back and I started researching some of the more earlier advocacy work that was around for people with disabilities. And it started in the 1960s when the Vietnam vets were coming back. And in California, they put them in Victoria houses. And the problem was when they wanted to leave the house and go and explore the neighborhood and go out to restaurants, they realized that the sidewalks were about a foot up because there was no curbs.
Right.
So the image you have is an image of a gentleman pushing a guy in a wheelchair with a sledgehammer breaking down the sidewalk just to put a simple ramp.
Right.
So they can explore the rest of the neighborhood. The names goes back to an old African saying that it takes a village to raise a person, right, a child. And all those names there are all the people that are my friends and family that contributed to my success. Believe that I am a byproduct of them helping me get to where I need to be.
Right. Well, Max, I want to wish you good luck with the race to the starting line. And I was going to say, good luck with your time in Winnipeg here at the Human Rights Museum.
And so we said goodbye, and I have a copy of his book to give away then. Two copies here. The Race to the Starting Line, Max Brough, B-R-A-U-L-T. If you're looking for it in the stores, you can call us right now. First two people to call us then at 774-6877. 774-6877.
Now, It's time to say goodbye. So I'll say that a reminder that that show at in Ottawa at the Canadian Museum of History continues till January. It's retro, popular music in Canada from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. I'm Earl Robinson, and Carol and I will be back next Saturday morning. Hope you can join us then. Leave with a little something suitable from that time period with when Lighthouse went to Carnegie Hall. Stay tuned now for CKUW-FM.
Here's some cats from Canada, and you know, we all feel pretty good about Canada. Lighthouse!
Thank you. Okay. Well, I've been thinking for about, we've been on the road for about 15 days all over the South. And I sure as hell been thinking about what to tell you people. All I can tell you is what's going to come out of my mouth is going to come out of my soul. Aside from the feedback. And we were here a long time ago, and it ain't no secret. And I just want to thank everybody who's here tonight because you've made it possible for us to come back. And we love you, and I really mean that sincerely. And all I want you to do, man, is you just have yourself one shit-hot good time tonight because we're here to play our ass off. We'll see you at the end of the show.
You think that I'd like to make it with you, girl, but it's against